Coach, pretty impressive way to start off a road trip for your hockey club tonight.
You know, when everybody had a piece of that, you think of Chris Thorburn's shot block there in the third period, and certainly our goaltender was real good, but I think that game gets won on leadership, on specifically Ladd, Wheeler, and Stewart, the on-ice play for one, but with what's going on around the league, other teams are winning, we lose two more really important people, and then come in on the road. That room has to get right, you know, before they go out to give the effort, because the effort was outstanding. Shift to shift, answering back after we gave up the tying goal. But that, you know, I mean, the coaches can say whatever they want in between periods before games. That doesn't get done unless you've got the three right men running the show in there, and that's what happened tonight.
Could you feel that going into the game?
The bench was right from the get-go. Hey, you know, I felt it in the morning skate a little bit today. Loose, but there was a little edge to it, a little jump in the step, and but somewhere between the last meeting and the drop of the puck, that room gets right, and that's leadership.
Are you still, you know, getting answers from your group by watching them? This is a huge game tonight, and they go out and respond properly. Are they still telling you something about themselves?
Well, it's not me, right? It's them. They're learning to trust each other and how good they can be together. It's all about what goes on in that room. Yeah, they're teaching each other how good they can be and what they can do, even under some adverse situations.
How big was Hutchinson holding the one tonight?
I'm sorry?
Hutchinson, how big was he holding
the one? Yeah, you know what? So I'm not going to try to diminish. He was fantastic, but that's pretty much the way he's been playing, so we haven't seen anything new. I mean, he's been that good for us. But a little bit like the whole game, you know, he gets a pretty good knock into the crease there, and we had Pav stretching, because I thought with the force of that hit, he was coming out, but he went back in and was just fantastic.
20th win for him, nice personal milestone for a pretty successful season for a young guy.
Well, yeah, it's good. Go ask him, but he won't talk about those things, right? It'll be the win for the team, and we got a good one there. No theory other than that he's exceptionally competitive in practice. I think that his confidence must come from his work ethic and his work level, his preparation for games. So that when, I mean, I pulled him the other night, not because he was playing poorly. I didn't have a problem with any of the three goals that went in. I was looking for a momentum change. And, you know, we gave up three shots after. But it never crossed my mind that he wasn't going back in tonight. I mean, his game's been just as good. You don't always get the breaks around the net. I thought he got a little lucky on the third one last game, but he's been that good.
From your perspective, how big a part of the story of this season is Michael Hutchinson?
Well, huge, but I think it's a bigger story. Go back a year and start him in the East Coast League, right? And then earn it all. So he got into the game in the NHL. Because he was working so damn hard in practice, I had to put him in. I mean, that's what we're trying to learn here. And he plays great, and then he goes and takes that team to the Calder Cup Finals. So he just earns it, you know. I mean, certainly didn't give it to him. Gave him a game in L.A., pulled him, and then next treat for him was a game in Chicago on back-to-back nights. So that was nothing handed to him. And he just, you know, he decreased the frequency of days between starts until he got to the point that he's playing this well on a nightly basis.
One other note on tonight's game, just what did you do so well to keep them to 21 shots?
Our gap was good. There was no easy ice to play on out there. And we blocked shots when we had to. But we didn't pull back in our neutral zone. We didn't pull back off our forecheck much. So it was a hard game for either team to get pucks to the net. We were good at it.
Thanks, guys. Okay.